Let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God our Father and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
Let us pray.
Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the baptism of our Lord is from the first book of Moses called Genesis, the first chapter. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters.
The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters.
Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters.
The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful.
The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars.
The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf,
and Syria like a young and wild ox.
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord
flashes forth flames of fire.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forests bare.
And in his temple all cry glory.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood.
The Lord sits enthroned as king forever.
May the Lord give strength to his people.
May the Lord bless his people with peace.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The voice of the Lord is over the waters.
The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the sixth chapter. Brothers, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all. but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of the very God, begotten and not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I hope for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From our Gospel reading, in those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This is our text. Jesus was baptized. What is that to us? Some think that the purpose of Jesus' baptism was to serve as an example for us. Their argument goes like this: Jesus was baptized, so we should be baptized too. In addition, Jesus was baptized as an adult by immersion, they say, so we also should be baptized as adults by immersion. For some reason, they don't take this to its logical conclusion, that Jesus was baptized when he was about 30 years old by John the Baptist in the Jordan River, so we should be baptized at about 30 years old by John the Baptist in the Jordan River, too. You can see how their argument fails entirely. It's impossible for us to be baptized the way Jesus was. Just as impossible as it is for any of us to be Jesus. Now, when I say that, I don't mean that his baptism has nothing to do with our baptisms. In fact, the baptism of Jesus has an awful lot to do with holy baptism. But it's not the reason that we baptize. We baptize because Jesus commanded us to do it. He said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." We also baptize because of the promise that Jesus gives. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And because we desperately need the forgiveness of sins, the rescue from death and the devil, and the eternal salvation that are found in baptism. The promise is for us and for our children, and so we bring our children to Jesus that he might take them in his arms and bless them too. Jesus' baptism is different because of who Jesus is. He is true man and true God. Let's start with the true man of Jesus. To enter the water and to be baptized, he had to be a real human being, composed of a rational soul and human flesh. Baptism requires a body. And so Jesus came in a body that he might be baptized for us and for our bodies. And Jesus is like us in every way except for one. He has no sin. He has a real human nature, but not a sinful human nature. And this is what makes his baptism different. All the other people who were coming out to John the Baptist in the wilderness, the people of Judea and Jerusalem, they were seeking John out for baptism, all of them confessing their sins. They came because John proclaimed a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. You see, it was for them, it was their sinful nature that drove them into the water. But Jesus had no sin to confess, and he had no need of forgiveness. So why is he baptized? Why is Jesus in the water? For one thing, the baptism of Jesus reveals who he is. Just like the star revealed Jesus to the Magi, so baptism revealed Jesus to the people of Israel. At his baptism, we see that this man is also God. God of God and light of light and very God of very God, as we say in the Creed. The heavens were torn open, showing that Jesus comes from heaven. The Holy Spirit descended on him, showing that Jesus is the one on whom the Spirit rests. He has the Holy Spirit without measure. And a voice came from heaven, the voice of God the Father, saying, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased, showing that Jesus is the very Son of God. God's Son, not by adoption, not in name only, but by nature. And here we see all three persons of the Holy Trinity gathered around baptism and involved in that baptism of Jesus and in everything that Jesus does. As the beloved Son, he comes to do the Father's will, and he is led by the Spirit. This includes his temptation in the wilderness, but it also, which is right after his baptism, but it also includes his ministry of preaching and of healing and his suffering and dying. All of this he does as the Father's beloved Son, and all of this he does as the one on whom the Spirit rests. So the baptism of Jesus reveals him, and it leads to everything that follows. He now enters his ministry. He begins the journey that leads to the cross. He comes to save his people. As he goes to the Jordan River for baptism, we can already look ahead with him to what comes after. We see ahead of Jesus the season of Lent. This year, Ash Wednesday is on February 17th. We see the suffering that awaits him. And then beyond the horizon is Good Friday on April 2nd and the resurrection of our Lord on April 4th. These are the things in front of Jesus as he goes to the Jordan River to be baptized. This is where he is headed. He is baptized into this death and resurrection. Or you might say that at the Jordan River, he is marked as the perfect Lamb of God, the Lamb for sacrifice, the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. But back to Jesus in the water. I've said that his baptism does have a lot to do with our baptisms, and yet I've said that it's different than our baptisms. The baptism of Jesus and your baptism, is they're like two sides, opposite sides of a coin. Jesus gets heads, and you get tails. He enters the water alive and comes out to die. We were brought to the water dead and came out alive. How can baptismal water do the great things that Scripture claims that it does? It's because of what is in the water. The benefits of baptism are there because Jesus is there. And I don't just mean at the water of the Jordan River, but I mean at the water with which you were baptized. The benefits that you received in baptism, you received because Jesus was there in the water. He puts the gifts into the water. They came in with him. He's like the filter through which the water runs, you might say. He attracts the filth and the pollutants to himself, and he purifies the water for us. Because of Jesus, baptism is a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of all sin. Another way to say it is this: Jesus is the one who puts the promise into baptism. And we are the ones who receive the promise out of baptism. What's good for us is bad for him. He lets our sin wash over him, and we watch our sins wash away. He goes to meet death and the devil from his baptism. We are rescued from death and the devil. He suffers eternal condemnation and is damned, and we inherit eternal salvation. You see, Jesus was baptized not just to be an example for us, but he was baptized to be our Savior. And we are baptized to be saved. We don't need to be baptized like Jesus. What we need and what we have is baptism with Jesus. Because through baptism, Jesus identifies himself with us sinners and with our sins. This is part of what Martin Luther called so beautifully the great exchange. Jesus is there in the water with all the people who came confessing their sins, and it's as if Jesus is there in the water confessing their sin too. Not confessing their sin in the way that you and I like to confess other people's sins, pointing them out and drawing attention to them. No, Jesus is there in the water confessing their sins as if they are his own. He takes the sin of the world on his back, and he carries that sin all the way to the cross. Because Jesus is in the water, we are baptized with Jesus. And being baptized with Jesus is what makes baptism so marvelous. It means that the things that happened at Jesus' baptism also happened at your baptism. The Spirit of God hovers over the face of the waters. The voice of God, his word, thunders over the waters. The light shines forth in holy baptism. When there's a baptism, or as you remember your own baptism, you might well wonder which day it is. Is it the first day and the beginning of a new creation, the Spirit hovering and God speaking and light coming forth? Well, in a way it is the beginning of creation. But it's not so much the first day of creation as it is what we might call the eighth day, the day of resurrection, the day when Jesus rose from the dead. That's the day of your baptism, the beginning of a new creation in Christ. This is the reason baptismal fonts are marked often in the shape of an octagon with eight sides, to remind you not only of the first creation with its 6 days and seventh day of rest, but then of the eighth day when Christ rose from the dead. You are baptized with Christ, baptized with him into his death and also into his resurrection. In baptism, our old sinful nature has been put to death with Christ, and we rise to walk in newness of life. And to be baptized with Jesus is to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So you can be assured of this, that the Holy Spirit who rested on Jesus is the Holy Spirit who also has descended to you in baptism. And to be baptized with Jesus is to be beloved of the Father and well-pleasing to him. So we don't need to have any doubts about how God the Father views us or thinks of us, because he says it in baptism. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. Not because of anything that you have done, but because of everything that Christ has done. This is the comfort and this is the confidence of baptism. Now, in the collect of the day that we prayed earlier, we asked that God would make us faithful in our calling as those who are baptized. What have we been called to? We have been called to an inheritance of eternal life. One of the great joys that we have as Christians, and I hear many of you say it from time to time, one of the great joys that we have is that we know what lies ahead. We are not uncertain about the future. We may not know what tomorrow will bring, but we do know what will come in the end. And that's something that we ought to hold on to in these times that may feel uncertain and tumultuous. We may not know where things lead here and now in this life, but we do know where we are headed. The inheritance belongs to us through baptism. We are also called sons of the Father. This means that we are children of the Heavenly Father. It means that we have a Father in heaven who hears our prayers and invites us to pray to him. In these times, it can be difficult to know what to do, if there is anything at all that we can possibly do. But there is one great treasure and gift that we have. The world may not recognize it. They may count it as nothing, but it is the gift of prayer. We have access to the throne room of God. So let us make use of this gift, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. We must remember who we are in these times, that we are those who have been baptized with Christ. We are those whose sinful nature has been put to death with Christ, and we are those who live with Christ. Do not forget your baptism, and do not forget that Jesus is there in the water with you at your baptism. And do not forget what lies ahead for you as a dear and beloved baptized child of God. And indeed, we have this promise from Jesus, that even as Jesus came out of the water, and even though his path went through suffering and death, The Father raised him from the dead on the third day. So you also can be assured of this. No matter what suffering, no matter what pains, no matter what sorrows have been behind or may still lie ahead, there is a promise of resurrection in the end. There is life, and there is joy, and there is peace beyond. Heaven is already open, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, through your baptism, and the day is coming when we will see that opening of heaven fully. May God grant that we remain in our baptisms, and may he preserve us in this calling until Jesus comes again. In his name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. For the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, just as you have revealed your Son to us in the wondrous epiphany in the Jordan, so you have revealed your name and blessing to us in holy baptism, declaring us your beloved heirs. Grant that we may daily die to sin and rise to newness of life, living with joy as your baptized children. Lord, in your mercy, preserve your holy church here and scattered throughout the world. Give steadfast faith to all Christians by the preaching of your word and through the holy sacraments. Send laborers into your harvest. Enliven the love of your saints to bear one another's burdens and to show mercy toward those outside the church. Quicken us in the hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Preserve the family, especially all Christian homes. Turn husband and wife toward one another in love. Equip fathers and mothers for their holy duty as teachers of the faith. And preserve all children in the saving faith and the certain promises of their baptism unto life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Preserve our nation, its leaders, and those who serve for the good of our people and for their protection, especially all who are in the armed forces. Give especially wisdom to our leaders in these days, that they may know rightly how to lead us and how to heal the divide between us. And we pray that you would not allow any in authority to act in a vindictive manner. Grant peace in our time, O Lord, for you alone fight for us. Lord, in your mercy. Give comfort and relief to those who are sick, depressed, tired, confused, or in any need, especially Pat Courtwright and his family, Barbara Palamaki, Alicia Reinhart, Sue Richard, Greg Sari, Rick and Patty Silvestro, Jane Smith, Michelle Studlian, Luann Trigo, Zaley, and all who have the coronavirus. Watch over all expectant mothers and their children, especially Rachel Patterson, Abby McDermott, Laura Jackson, Nika Sharon, and Joelle Brotmarkle. Keep them safe in pregnancy and in delivery, and grant that these children may be brought to the life-giving waters of holy baptism into your name. Lord, in your mercy. Be with those who are near death, especially Patty, the friend of the Johnsons, that all who are near death may hear your son's words of grace in their last hour and be confident in their baptism, where you named them your child. Lord, in your mercy. At your invitation, O Father, we come to your supper for rest. Preserve us from impenitence and unbelief. Cleanse us from all our unrighteousness, and clothe us with the righteousness purchased with your blood. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you manifested yourself with the Holy Spirit in the fullness of grace at the baptism of your dear Son, and with your voice directed us to him who has borne our sins, that we might receive grace and the remission of sins. Keep us, we ask you, in the true faith, since we have been baptized according to your command and the example of your dear Son. We pray you to strengthen our faith by your Holy Spirit and lead us to everlasting life and salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For at his baptism, your voice from heaven revealed him as your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit descended on him, confirming him to be the Christ. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament, and we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
be the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.